This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10s every hour. 106.5 The End. Got a new one lined up. What you got?
Ed emailed me and wanted me to phone scam his friend Andy, who works at a consignment store. So I call Andy to get a price estimate on a bunch of items that I would like to sell that still belong to my grandma, who has not given them to me.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, thanks for calling. This is Andy speaking.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Andy.
Oh, hey, Andy. How you doing? My name's Sid Busy, and I have some items that I want to bring in and sell. And I was curious as to, like, how much I could get for them.
Well, what kind of items are we talking about?
Well, I've got, like, some china, some fine china. It's pretty old.
Yeah.
I also have...
How big of a set are we talking? Like a full dining set for eight place settings,
oh, man.
Or what are we looking at?
I don't even know.
Okay.
It's a lot.
Great.
I have an old bike. It still looks, okay. It just needs new tires, but other than that, I think it's okay. I also have a couch that I'd like to sell.
I could give you a pretty decent price for those, depending on the condition. Obviously, you'd need to bring those items in for a more thorough appraisal of the actual value of them.
Okay.
But it sounds like you got a pretty good collection on your hands.
Well, the problem is I can't bring them in. I can't bring them in yet.
And why would that be? I only ask because we could always send somebody out to you to pick up the items and bring to the store for appraisal if need be.
Mm.
Or we could also send an appraiser to your location.
No, that would be a problem too. It's all stuff that belongs to my grandma, and she didn't give me permission to sell this stuff, but I need money, and she's not doing well. She's going to be dead soon. And if she doesn't die soon, to be honest, I'm just going to take it. So that's what I was, that's why I don't have it yet.
Okay. I'm sorry. Just to clear things up, you're saying that you are not the owner of these items.
I am not the owner of these items right now. That is correct.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that presents a little bit of a problem in regards to selling said items if you're not the legal owner of them.
Okay.
Even if it is your grandmother, I mean, I'm not sure that's...
She's never going to miss him. Andy, she's never going to miss him. She's 1,000 years old. I mean, she doesn't even know what's going on a day-to-day basis. You know, like, I'd be shocked if she made it to see next year, to be honest. So I mean...
That feels a little harsh.
It is what it is. I mean, and to be honest, she's not going to notice this stuff. What do you think? She goes for bike rides still? She doesn't go for bike rides. It takes her 15 minutes to get upstairs.
That doesn't change the legal possession of these items. I mean, that would be arguably theft if we were to take these items and sell them behind her back.
Sold stolen items? Come on.
Well, not that I've been aware of.
Right. Well, okay. Well, then forget that I said that. Okay, let's go. Let's rewind, Andy. Yes, these are my things. There we go. Is that better?
No, it's not. Better. I can't be a part of this. This is...
Hold on. Shut up. She's coming in the room. Hey, Grandma. No, I'm just talking to a friend. You need something? You want something? Nope? Okay.
Look, I can't be a part of this, okay? I'm sorry. I can't do this.
About the things that we were talking about, what if I just gave you the things, the second things, the things you eat on? You know what I'm talking about. What do you want? You want the remote?
I'm really sorry about your grandmother's health. I'm really sorry about your grandmother's health, but I can't be a part of this. This is just.
What are you saying?
This is too much.
What are you saying?
I can't be a part.
I'm sorry. She's talking to me. She's talking to me while. No, it's my friend. Don't sit on that couch, Grandma. Sit in the chair. Because you're holding juice. I don't want you with juice on that couch. Please.
Oh, my God. Okay, you know what? I'm going to hang up now. This is great. Okay.
What was that? No. Okay. Andy, can I tell you something? None of this has been real. Sure. My name's actually Gavin, and you're on a phone scam on 106.5 The End, the wake-up call. It's a prank phone call. No grandmothers were hurt in the process of this, I assure you. Your friend Ed wanted me to do this. He emailed me.
Dude, you are twisted. Oh, man.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.